This is the Red Shirt Geeks podcast, which makes its home at redshirtgeeks.com.
And so it begins.
Files accessed. Transfer of data complete.
Commencing.
Ladies, gentlemen, and that giant bowl of fun-sized Snickers.
Yeah.
We're the Red Shirt Geeks.
Red Shirt Geeks.
Shooting the proton torpedoes and like the make us go that way.
Red Shirt Geeks.
Very bad feeling.
Shut up, Wesley.
Red Shirt Geeks.
Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Red Shirt Geeks.
Hide behind the mound. Dead bars.
Make it so.
Red Shirt Geeks.
Damn it, who typed the question mark?
That was me.
Damn it, Alex.
It seemed relevant.
I'm Laz D, the pseudo Kiwi.
I'm the illustrious Patrick M.
I'm Sweetbeard of Zeus Alex.
And I'm Dimebag Dave.
Woohoo! We're special tonight, aren't we?
We're always very special because apparently I didn't know this. Apparently, we are the Red Shirt Geeks.
And apparently, we have teleprompters.
Yeah. I don't know. When did we get teleprompters? I want to know when we got teleprompters. Who was responsible for the teleprompters?
They were on sale on Amazon. It's buy three, get one free.
Ah, see, that's what it is. Damn, Amazon. You just can't resist them.
Well, when it's Prime, you get the next day shipping for free. I mean, it's a win-win no matter how you look at it.
Whatever. Who cares?
And all those excellent shows on Amazon Prime. Watch instantly. This episode brought to you by Amazon Prime.
We're plugging something that doesn't even provide any form.
We're making no sense, are we?
That's what we're going to do this entire episode, is just plug a bunch of stuff that...
unrelated stuff that we're not getting money for, so there we go.
Apparently this is a Catholic episode, because all the sense we make is none.
No, that was the worst.
That was terrible.
Thank you. The bad jokes. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the meal. It's delicious.
Just because you are a dad doesn't mean you can make dad jokes, okay?
Oh, no. I have earned dad jokeness. I have earned it. I have been through trial by fire. I earned it.
Okay.
In this episode, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of cool stuff. I mean, normally we kind of stick to one-ish topic and kind of float around and talk about it and whatever. This time, we got a couple things because, you know, stuff's getting kind of exciting. We've got the projected timeline for Marvel and DC superhero movies to come out in the next, what, 5-6 years?
And there's a buttload of them. A cubic buttload.
A metric buttload.
For all of our European followers.
That's right, and all those down under. We are going to talk about Halloween. That's right. We're going to talk about Halloween and movies that scared the living crap out of us. Because I don't know about you guys, I'm looking at Alex right now, and I'm already scared.
Well, that's not because of the horror movie thing, but Alex. Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, Halloween derives from an old wooden warship.
I think you mean...
I think it means a whale's vagina.
San Diego.
San Diego.
That's
Spanish
right.
Spanish for a whale's vagina.
Okay.
Thank you for the Anchorman references, guys.
It's be here all night. Try the
it's got to be done.
All right, so let's get this episode started. Let's talk about comic book heroes, superhero movies. We're all excited because not only has the projected timeline come out, which gives us an idea of what movies are coming out when, but also the latest, well, actually the first, hopefully of many, trailers came out for Avengers: Age of Ultron. I don't get excited by trailers that often, but holy cow, that was amazing. I was sitting there like, what more? Gimme.
Yeah. An interesting side note is this trailer is actually not supposed to drop until tomorrow's episode of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So it actually went early because somebody got out there and leaked the trailer. A few of them went out. Then after a few trailers leaked and Marvel pulled them down, they decided, okay, it's out there. Let's get this out because We don't want people watching low-res crap. We want them watching our feed. So we got it a week or so. We got it days earlier. So
actually, and they
it
had
came out on Thursday, and we're recording on Friday. Or was it Wednesday?
And they had the self-realization that nobody watches Marvel's Avengers, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Except for me.
Yeah, I think you're pretty much the only person still. You're holding up an entire series, Patrick.
One person in the Midwest watches that show.
Well, Bob, we really need to cancel it. Well, we can't cancel it. There's this one guy in Ohio that really digs it.
There's this guy in Ohio.
How do you know it's a guy?
Apparently. Nobody knows. We've seen pictures.
I'm going to assume it's still better than Gotham, though, so.
I don't know. I'm still watching Gotham, and I gave up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after episode two.
Look, I would definitely say that Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is better than Gotham, and it's simply because it has the word Marvel in the title.
Fair enough.
I mean,
yay.
Yeah. So, so we got this fantastic trailer came out, and it was really cool. It's like, anybody who's familiar with the story of Ultron from the comics. You know, a different origin story, okay? So in the comic books, we have this, you know, this giant robot entity, AI, blah, 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 you know, comes to Earth, creates a whole shitload of havoc, all sorts of whatever, you know, and the Avengers have to kind of take them on, right? In the new Avengers movie, different origin story, and it's fantastic. It ties so well into Iron Man 3, because we saw at the end of Iron Man 3, Tony Stark not only destroyed all of his Iron Man armor, but he also got rid of his chest piece. So, you know, in a way, you could think that, okay, he's going to be kind of signing off a little bit or taking a reduced role in the whole superhero business. But then suddenly he comes back with, well, you know, since Iron Man's not around to save the world, I'm going to create something that can save the world. And voila, we have Ultron. But, of course, you know, we've all seen what happens when you give a machine intelligence. Matrix, Skynet. Sorry.
Siri, Cortana.
E.T.
Box.
I love lamp.
Exactly.
Butter.
Look, if they start giving butter intelligence, we're done. We are.
Dude, if food had its own intelligence and it screamed when you ate it, eating food would make it would just be much more enjoyable.
I don't know. Yeah. I think that would. Yeah, I think that. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I would just would be completely. I'm like, oh my god, I am the most sadistic person ever. Why watch this hot dog?
Yep.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Butter became self-aware like 50 years ago, and we named it Paula Deen.
Oh. Very true.
Ouch. Okay.
Very true.
Okay, so back to our movie list, since I'm assuming everybody's seen the trailer by now, and if you haven't, we'll post it put it into this podcast post and watch it. Actually, pause this podcast, watch the trailer, and then come back because yeah.
Or you can go to our Twitter because I've already put it up there.
Yeah,
thanks, Alex.
But chances are, if you're listening to the podcast post, you're on the page. So pause now, watch the trailer, come back. Okay, you're back. Awesome. So, besides the trailer, it was in the last couple weeks since our last podcast, DC dropped their entire list of movies through 2020, which we've got a super timeline that we'll include in the post as well. I mean, some of the things that I see, Suicide Squad is getting their own movie. Obviously, yeah, there's a couple Justice League movies in the mix. Wonder Woman's getting one.
Lab.
Yeah, come on, we're talking Wonder Woman here.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Yeah,
no, I just call Lane for Aquaman, earlier. Please. And yeah, Green Lantern's getting a reboot. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I just read something earlier that Warner Brothers is actually looking for the Wonder Woman movie to get a female director. So all I'm hearing is that it's going to be one giant feminist whiny movie. You know, that's all I'm going to hear out of it. But as far as some of these other movies that have come out, I've actually got some beef with it. Now I'm a fan. I may be the only one, just like Patrick is with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But I'm actually a fan of Flash and of the Arrow show, right?
Loved in Flash. Just by the way, I won't put that there.
Yeah,
Love in Flash.
I think it's a lot of fun, and I really like how it ties in with Arrow.
I'm caught up watching those too. So
yeah, I won't mention anything on that. But I heard that they're basically, you know, the powers that be with the DC movies is basically shunning those shows, yep, saying that those aren't part of the storyline and that they're going to be coming out with different characters.
Yep.
I think it would have been awesome if they used those characters with their TV shows and incorporated them into the movies. I think, yep, that would have been better.
That's one of the things that makes Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. work at all, is that it tied in extremely well with Winter Soldier. Is the storyline, the storyline in Winter Soldier and the storyline in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with the Hydra takeover all meshed?
Right. I'm not going to talk too much about the problems with, you know, I have with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I will say is that I will give it credit that it does neatly tie into the established Marvel movie universe that we've seen. So it does have that going for it. And again, you know, one of the things we see that's a real problem is that people who have money in Hollywood tend to make decisions, and often knee-jerk decisions, and often
Michael Bay.
Bad knee-jerk decisions. So we start seeing things like, you know, we start seeing Ben Affleck as Batman. I mean, he may be a great Batman, but really, I mean, it is not inspiring me. You know, so the whole thing is that you're talking about, you know, they're ignoring what the Flash and Arrow have established, you know, through the CW. But, you know, it comes down to money. You know, they have the money, they have the power to make those decisions, and they're going to. Sometimes it pays off, and it's cool, but sometimes it doesn't. I mean, despite the fact that we saw Tobey Maguire become ultra uber whiny Spider-Man, I don't think that they needed to reboot the franchise out of it, you know? So again,
specifically, I don't think they needed to reboot it so soon. You know, right, it was like what, the next year they came out with the reboot?
Yeah, they
actually, what are we talking about?
They were in the process of
the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, it's a different, it's a different comic though, right? You know that, right?
The Amazing Spider-Man. Yes, it is. But at the same time, but the whole thing, Alex, is that they were in the process. They had actually begun filming Spider-Man 4 with Tobey Maguire and Sam Raimi as the director, and they scrapped it all at once. I mean, scrapped everything and said, screw it, we're rebooting the whole thing. Yes, I understand that Amazing Spider-Man is different from just Spider-Man, but still, this was a move intended solely to in a retaliatory manner. So I know you were going to talk about, as I started to talk about, you know, those in Hollywood, I saw that you were about to start to say something, so I'm sorry for interrupting with you. You know, what are your thoughts on the matter?
The only thing I was going to mention was the whole Green Arrow and the Flash not being in the movies, which, don't get me wrong, I think that they would. I think it would be awesome if they plugged him over into the movies. It would make a lot more sense, in my opinion. But you got to think it might come down to pure acting skill too, because they may not be suited for a big scaled movie.
Yeah, and again, it comes down to money. If people are gonna be putting a lot of money into these things, they're gonna want those ticket actors to come in there. I mean, and again, we've seen this already with the Superman franchise. You know,
I was about to say.
There was a whole ton of series. You know, you had The Adventures of Lois and Clark. You had Smallville. You actually had the Superman series, you know, the George Reeves Superman series. Of course, then we had the Christopher Reeve movies. But you didn't necessarily think that when they're writing Superman Returns that they were going to bring Tom Welling in to play Superman, because he was the most recent person to play that role at that point. So it does kind of make sense that, you know, again, that they're not going to bring in those actors. But at the same time, I agree with Dave that it kind of sucks that the established stories and lore that they lay down in these series are just cast aside. I mean, because it would be, it's really cool. Like, you know, the way, I mean, this is probably a topic of discussion for another time, and another episode, but there's so many things that you can do right by meshing other sources of material into your franchise and doing it well. Star Wars was a really, really good one, and Disney's in the process of washing all that away too. So, but again, you know, we're talking about movies that, you know, they're looking at this timeline. They're saying, okay, we're gonna bring back, we're gonna reboot the Fantastic Four. We're effectively gonna bring in other characters and what from different franchises, but you know, again, that's cool. But at the same time, you know, naturally as geeks, we're sitting there going, ah. And the reason we're doing that is because it's like we're looking at like, oh, you know, come on, guys. You know, seriously, why would you need to reboot the Green Lantern? And you, then suddenly you're like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
Well, that one's fine.
Well, I want to
when the Spectacular Spider-Man debuts in 5-10 years, I'm going to be really annoyed.
Well, I want to see how many they actually do. You know, they can put out a list all they want, but if they actually follow through and make those movies, for as far as we know, they could be just putting that list out to say, hey, this is the direction that we're trying to go in. Don't lose faith and stay interested.
I absolutely agree. Especially when you read most of these titles on the list, and most of them are unknown movie. Marvel, May 4th. Unknown movie, November 2nd. Marvel. Yeah. You know,
it's true.
Like there's a ton that are just kind of plugged in there, but they don't know what it is yet. They know they're gonna make a movie then. You know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's fair enough. You know, the whole thing, but it is. I mean, it is getting our one thing. It is doing is it's getting us talking about it, and that's really what they want. They want to keep it fresh in our minds, so we're always going back to it and saying, "What's coming next? What's coming next? Let's keep an eye on what the studios and see what they're doing next." Mm. But at the same time, it's like, come on, guys. You know, why are you so mean to us? We're so loyal to you. Why do you have to be so mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Apparently it is a consensus.
Yep.
So, you know, we talk about movies. We talk about movies all the time. I mean, we're all movie nuts, you know. A lot of us are doing film projects together. Some of us
are just nuts.
Yeah. Some of us are watching movies just because of the just for the sake of we got nothing better to do. Patrick, who is completely nuts. But... you know, we talked about before, you know, movies, since we're coming up on Halloween, we talked about movies that scare the living hell out of us. I mean, let's go down, let's you know, all four of us, not at the same time, talk about that one movie that just you'll always remember. You'll never forget this movie because it is beyond terrifying to you. It was one that, you know, gave you nightmares for ages. You know, let's talk about that for a little bit. So, since you suggested the topic, Alex, let's go with yours first.
Dumbo.
Yeah, it's pretty damn scary.
Just kidding. It's actually Critters. Do you remember the movie Critters?
I do remember Critters.
Yeah, the small furry aliens that came down and literally ate a small farming town. Yeah.
Yeah, that was
the worst. I remember seeing that movie when I was little, and ever since then, I was always afraid to go to the bathroom at night because I didn't want to get out of my bed because I was afraid they were under there.
And they're probably in the toilet, too.
Yep. You know, I mean, those things were everywhere. I mean, if you saw that movie, those guys could roll everywhere.
I have to get my kids to watch that.
They're like super death tribbles.
Super death tribbles. Yeah, now, that's a movie I'd pay to see.
Speaking of which, and I am sorry to interrupt, we'll get right back on topic here in just a second, but I just saw something as I was scrolling through movies online. Just as a reminder to you guys, everyone who's listening probably already knew this 2 days ago when the podcast came out, but for the three of you, 1 hour, Constantine airs. I know I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Oh, I have that DVR, buddy.
Yeah. All right.
That'll have already aired by the time we get this podcast out, but...
Yeah, I'm just saying. We'll probably talk about it in the next podcast, all of our initial reactions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll
watch it. I think I'm going to have to watch that because I can go.
But yeah, I
assuming we don't sit here and talk for another hour, I'll be able to watch that. Yay!
I forgot until I saw
Yay!
It.
Yay!
Now, surprise! This is an extra long, hour plus long episode.
Crap!
Okay, so back on topic, we're talking about scary movies. So Alex told us about his scary movie, which was Critters. Dave, what about yours?
Oh God. No, I mean, like, are we talking the first
movie
ever?
Oh God,
ever
scared that, you that much?
Yeah. Are we talking the first movie ever that scared the crap out of us, or what?
The one that you remember the most that scared the living daylights out of you. I mean that one that sticks with you.
All right.
And it can't be our 48-hour film festival movie.
No. Oh, geez. I don't know. A couple, I guess, you know, and I mean, most of them obviously are from when I was a kid when they really scared me. I remember the movie Leprechaun really creeped me the hell out. I remember I couldn't go into basements because of that movie.
That's why you're so afraid of Dennis.
Warwick Davis, no!
No! I love the Ewoks. Jib, jib, buddy. All right. No, I remember that one scared me, and I remember Chucky scared the crap out of me.
Oh, Child's Play. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Because I remember one of my sisters had the I don't remember what the name of the doll was, but they had one of those dolls, and yeah, they used to mess with me by like moving it.
Wasn't the My Little Buddy?
Yes,
yeah,
that's what it was called.
Because
my grandma got one because she thought it was cute. I'm like, have you seen the movie? You've seen the movie, right, Grandma? Yeah, I just like the doll. He was cute, and I'm like, that's great because I get to sleep with him when I stay over the night. It's great.
Thank you, wonderful, thanks, Grandma.
Thanks.
And set fire to it.
Of course, there was the movie. Then there was, of course, the movie Beaches, which still scares me today.
Yeah, well, I mean, seriously, we're talking about Bette Midler, okay? Seriously, I mean, she scares any.
She's a classy lady. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Don't even say her name.
Don't even say it. Okay. Next topic.
What next topic? Well, for me. The movie that still, I mean, the one I always remember is the first Nightmare on Elm Street movie. Of course, you know, I mean, Freddy Krueger now is laughable at best. But, you know, as a, you know, a 10, 12-year-old kid watching that movie for the first time in the dark, oh, my God, I had nightmares for days.
Yeah,
I mean,
good. Did you see the reboot?
Yeah, I did.
I actually kind of enjoyed the reboot. I thought it was pretty good.
Wes Craven's New Nightmare, that one? Or there was a newer reboot that I missed?
I think there was a newer one that you missed, I believe.
Okay, yeah. Then I missed that.
I think the guy that they got to play Freddy was a pretty good actor. He did a really good job.
The one you're talking about, Dave, is that's the one where they got Jackie Earle Haley to play Freddy Krueger.
I don't even
remember seeing that one appear. So.
That guy.
It was in and out of theaters pretty quick.
Yeah, that's the same guy that did the...
Rorschach.
Yeah.
God.
That scene where he's like, you're all stuck in here with me.
God, that was so good.
You're the man.
I think my favorite scene with that is you've never seen Watchmen?
What? I'm going to have to watch it. I've watched it once years ago, and I don't remember much about it, except the Rorschach was awesome. But I have it sitting out there on DVD, and I'll have to watch it again.
God. Yes,
yeah, homework.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Look, we could talk. We could make an entire episode talking about Watchmen, the comics, the graphic novel, and the movie. You know?
But we could do an entire episode just on the movie. I don't care. That movie was amazing.
We could do a whole episode on the soundtrack to the movie, you know? Mm-hmm. Wait till you see that, Patrick. Wait till you
go back. I have seen it once.
Right, but I mean, go back and really appreciate the soundtrack, the Simon and Garfunkel, the Bob Dylan, you know,
I've heard all these artists already.
That's right, all these artists you've heard already.
Except in a graphic novel made into a movie. Yay!
God, you're so lucky you're in Ohio right now. I would murder you.
I would. Punch you in the ovaries. If you didn't have any, I would surgically implant some and punch you in them.
Wonderful.
I'll tell you this much. It's better than your frickin' Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. crap.
Oh, here we go.
we're gonna beat up on that series until you give up.
Okay.
So, Patrick, tell us, okay, what movie scared the living crap out of you that you remember? And it's not My Little Pony.
I was going to go with our 48-hour film.
Can't be that one either, because that will give me nightmares forever.
Yeah. I'll say most of the horror flicks of the 80s and 90s, I don't remember any one movie that really just scared the crap out of me. I mean, I've gone through all the Friday 13ths and Nightmare on Elm Streets. Those were okay. Probably one of the first ones I remember that had any scary elements, and it actually didn't scare me, was Gremlins. Because that was one of the few theaters as a kid. One of the few movies I saw in theaters as a kid. And I was pretty young, and it stuck with me. I actually had my kids watch it recently in the last year or so. And they were like, okay, that was fun. That was funny. Look at all the violence. Awesome.
Yeah.
My kids are jaded. They're around me.
You've already desensitized your children to violence. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But, I mean, look, seriously, I don't know about you guys. The reason why I keep going back to the Nightmare on Elm Street one is because I every time I heard that, one, two, Freddy's coming for you.
I can play that for you.
No, no, no.
Yeah, that was I dude, I still know that song. 3-4 better lock your door.
Yeah, I mean, look, seriously.
I'm not gonna continue singing. That, I got a rhyme in there.
Yeah, no, 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 please don't. That is the creepiest thing I can remember. So, you know, again, I think personally that the movies, the horror movies that come out today, like the Paranormal Activity and the Oculus and all these so quote unquote, you know, whatever you call, you know, found footage or, you know, shaky cam horror movies, they don't scare me. I mean, they rely solely on let's try to shock you as much as possible, scare you like boo, boo, boo. And I'm like, no. Oh, come on, man.
A big one that was fairly recent. I don't remember the exact year that it came out. But a big one that I really enjoyed that was fairly recent was the movie Insidious.
I love Insidious.
Yeah, that was really good. It definitely touched on a lot of the old style sort of like horror filming. And there was a lot of methodology, you know, included in their cinematography. Yeah. And it was not a lot of jump scares. You know, they really put forth some effort into it, and it worked.
Which it was brings definitely me, actually, worth it. Yeah, that brings me to the second movie I was going to – I had a second movie I wanted to mention because Gremlins didn't really scare me. The other one that really just had an impact, and I literally have watched it only once in my life, was the Blair Witch Project. I got that, sat down, turned out all the lights, and watched it the first and only time. I haven't had a desire to rewatch it, but it was such a good flick, and it spawned all of the found footage movies, so I have a little bit of hatred for it, but it was awesome.
I'm not going to lie. That when I saw the trailer for that back in, I think it was 2000 that movie came out, that was the first time a movie, a scary movie went viral in it, you know, and it was just like, you know, we had never seen this before. We had really not seen this style of filmmaking before. So it was really relevant and it was well done at the time. Now, of course, I'm like, whatever. Okay, whatever. Okay, good on you. Okay, pat on the head and up you go. You know, but at the time it was like, wow, that's creepy. That's just straight creepy.
Yeah. So it looks like 1999. So that movie's 15 years old this year.
Yeah. So. Wow. 99. See, there you go. That's nuts. So, you know, again, I just don't, you know, my personal opinion, I don't think that most of what scary movies come out today, horror movies, whatever you want to call them, I just don't think that they match up to what we saw as kids. Maybe it's just because we're older, you know, maybe because we're, you know, all of us are past that point where things can really scare us, except for Alex, who gets scared apparently playing Alien Isolation.
You don't joke about that game. That game's serious business.
Well, there you go.
Nope. Nope. If you've watched the episodes, at least the third one, and when the fourth one comes out, it's stressful. It's stressful.
I've seen the first two, and I actually really enjoyed the first two. I was pissed that, you know, I stayed watching it for a half an hour and didn't get to see the alien. But I guess you said that you know, he makes an appearance in episode 3, maybe.
He does. That thing that, like, the game was created so. They did such a good job that when you start off the game, you think that you're going to see it like right away because you watch the movie Alien. So it's just like, okay, well, you're obviously going to see it soon, but you don't. But you still hear all the sounds that make it seem like you're going to see it. So
I definitely enjoyed watching you play, though, because it was like I found myself sitting on the edge of my seat sometimes with you, you know, like, oh, my God, did the robot see you, you know? Like, it definitely looks like a really cool, creepy game, and I'm looking forward to seeing episode 3.
So, everybody, you know, if you're, you know, since it's Halloween, enjoy, you know, the spooky times. For me, I know I will enjoy my mandatory bowl of fun-sized Snickers, which apparently Alex loved so much making fun of me at the beginning of the episode for. But It's Halloween. It's fun-sized Snickers. Okay, seriously. So, but whatever you do, have fun, be safe, all that good stuff.
Personally, I find the full-size Snickers a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I would find those probably, if those little ones are actually fun, and that's the definition of fun, then I can only imagine what the bigger ones are.
A little fun goes a long
orgasm.
Way.
Yeah, those are pretty pleasurable. And imagine what the king-size Snickers are.
I like that you chose to use the word pleasurable.
Yeah, well, look, I'm sorry. When you've seen Patrick put a full Snickers in his mouth,
literally,
yeah, it's pleasurable is the most appropriate word. Yeah, but of course, we talk about the king size ones, and those are orgasmic. They're also diabetic.
I bet I can fit a king sized one in. Wait.
Oh, that doesn't sound right.
If I just dislocate my jaw, I can fit anything in there.
Oh, yeah.
And on that note, that's all the time we have for this episode of Red Shirt Geeks. I'm Laz D, the pseudo Kiwi. Be sure to check us out on redshirtgeeks.com.
I'm the illustrious Patrick M. Check us out on Twitter at Red Shirt Geeks.
I'm Sweetbeard, this is Alex, and we're on Facebook.
And I'm Dimebag Dave, and make sure you guys check us out on YouTube.
That's right, guys. Red Shirt Geeks on YouTube. Red Shirt Geeks on Facebook. Red Shirt Geeks at YouTube.
And RedShirtGeeks.com on internet.
On internets.
Yes. Make sure you like and subscribe all the videos.
We've got plenty of the internets out here, California way.
And bookmark it all over the place. And
exactly. If we can become a partner with YouTube, that would be the bee's knees.
Take screenshots, paste them around your room, and roll around in them, and... I just got really weird on that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Nothing like getting paid for making videos.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Because we are the Red Shirt Geeks, where every expendable hero has a home.
Shirt Geeks podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International license. Permissions beyond the scope of this license may be available at redshirtgeeks.com.